Welcome to Middle Grade Mavens, where two author mums discuss their favourite middle grade books, provide recommendations, and share insider industry tips for authors trying their hand at middle grade. Julie Ann Grasso is the author of the Frankie DuPont mystery series, cupcake enthusiast and part-time library book wrangler. Pamela Ukerman is a writer, dancer, and homeschooling mum who sometimes finds time for sleep. Both Julie and Pamela devour middle grade books, not only for research, but to share with their combined brood of four munchkins. Hi, Pamela, and welcome back to Middle Grade Mavens for our last episode of 2022.
Hi, Julie, and hi, everyone.
What has been happening?
Oh, I'm not even sure when we last released an episode, to be honest. It was a while ago. So a lot has happened, and yet not much has happened. I think the biggest thing for me is that I signed my first picture book contract, my first book contract for a book.
Hooray!
Yay! To be released in 2023. So, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, or are we going to still keep it hush-hush?
I can't say too much because the title might get changed. Yeah,
yep.
Down the track. But it is a Christmas book, and so it'll be out in October next year for next Christmas, which is really nice looking around the shops at the moment. It's with the National Library of Australia, and I am so chuffed with that because they make the most beautiful books, and they get them into museums and gift shops and things like that. So I'm really excited to have my own Christmas book. I'm really excited that my first book is a Christmas book. I don't know. It just seems something a little bit more special. But yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, yeah. I don't
we
know.
Are just, yeah. So yeah. Proud.
Oh, thank you. It's been a long journey, and this book I wrote coming out of lockdown in 2021, I think. Actually, yeah, last year. The idea came to me when we were out in the country and before Christmas, and I sent it off to a few different places and got a few quick no's, and then, yeah, a yes. And it took quite a while to get the actual contract, but you know, because it's been a pretty tumultuous year, but yes, it's there, and I'm just waiting to find out who the illustrator is. I'm dying to know.
Like having a baby, not knowing the gender. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, been there, done that. Yeah. So yeah, very exciting. So for a middle grade maven, my first book is a picture book. first grade published book is a picture book. So yeah, that's kind of cool. It's gonna be a fun year, I think. Yeah.
It is. It is.
Yeah, but apart from that, you know, just
staggering
to the end. Yeah, it's been a tough year. It's been an up and down year. But and it's, you know, summer hit, I don't know, like 2 days ago or yesterday.
Yeah.
Finally. So I am very excited to have a break now.
Yep.
Go through my TBR pile. So, yeah, what about you? What have you been up to?
Well, I'm sure if anyone watches on Instagram, Boy Wizard has been going to mainstream school, which has been amazing and miraculous journey. But
incredible. Yeah.
Going to be there full time next year. Well, with reduced hours to begin, but
just
a major, major stepping stone
that
we've taken 6 months to navigate, and he's done so well, and we're so proud. And Girl Wonder is really happy that he's coming, and he's got some little friends, and he's had kids actually request for him to be in their class, and he's got a beautiful aide. Oh, well, he's got a couple of aides, but one that just clicked immediately, and so we are beside ourselves with just being so grateful for
how we've been received and the inclusion that has happened in this school is amazing. So
Yeah, that's
that's
amazing.
our good news, I guess. Our big Maven news, well, it's not big really, but we've just decided, we've said no to picture books for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's not that we don't love picture books, but we wanted to niche and we wanted to set ourselves apart and be middle grade mavens, but we know an awful lot about picture books as well. And we love to promote picture books. So we're opening the doors. If you're
Yes.
listening, we are going to accept picture books next year, whether they'll be reeled or reviewed on a Instagram, or whether they'll be reviewed on the podcast is yet to be decided. And I guess we won't really be telling anyone how we do that. But
No,
if you want to send us a picture book, then we're going to tell the publicist that the doors are open. So
we have some big
shall we
changes
talk
coming.
about big changes? Yes. Shall we talk about the favorite books for 2022? Do you want to go first?
Okay, how about we do it one by one?
Okay.
There's been some amazing books this year. Yeah. Yes. It's been I haven't read
There
that
have.
many I haven't read that many middle grade books this year because I've been trying to read a few adults, but the ones I have read, I have really, really enjoyed. So, in absolutely no particular order, the first book I'm going to talk about is Runt by Craig Silvey, which I read
Yep.
fairly recently and reviewed fairly. I think I reviewed it on Instagram. I did an Instagram review. Yeah, it's just a really beautiful, gentle read. Yeah, so that's up there on my list.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
My first one I'm going to say is Crossbones by Jack Henslight and Chris Kennett. This is a graphic novel.
Oh, yes.
So much fun. It's got another, I think there's two more coming out. Can't wait. We loved it. And yeah, bring it on, Jack and Chris. Bring it on. What about your second one?
So my second one would be The Goodbye Year by Emily Gale, which was just a beautiful read. And it just took me back to, grade six and, just, yeah, that sort of verging on teenagehood and, mixed in with all the emotion of the pandemic. But it was just a really, really beautifully written book. So, yeah.
Yeah, my sister was actually just telling Girl Wonder about that one yesterday. My sister's a librarian as well, and she must have got it out quite recently and was just like fell in love with it immediately and was just raving about it. So,
It's perfect for
yeah,
her.
well done, Emma. My second one is The Dangerous Business of Being Trilby Moffat by Kate Temple. I just enjoyed this immensely. Like, I just loved it from the beginning to the end. And Kate has just got away. She's got away. So,
Well,
yeah. Bring
I'm
on the
kind of
next one,
cheating
Kate.
because that was originally on my list because I really loved it too, but I had six, so but
Yeah.
that yeah, I really enjoyed that too. So my third one would be The Sugarcane Kids and the Red-Bottomed Boat by Charlie Archbold, which I know has won a bunch of awards. It was such a fun
Yeah.
read. Yeah, it was a really, really cool read. And Anger Boy read that one as well. I think it's, yeah. No, he's read a couple of the others, but yeah, he read that one within a day, I think, and he really enjoyed it too. And he's so fussy. To get him to really knuckle
Yeah.
down and read something, it must be good. So yeah.
I totally have to get that for Danny because, I mean, he grew up in sugarcane land. In North Queensland, so
Yeah, I
yeah,
loved it. I love the
I
setting.
really must remember to go and get it for Yeah. Have I done two? Third. Yeah, my third was is The Courage of Magnolia Moon by Edwina Wyatt. Edwina is just, she's just magical and exquisite in how she writes. And I don't think I can say any more than that. Go and get it. There's three in this series, the Magnolia Moons, and they're all gorgeous and they're so appropriate for, you know, kids 6 to 9. Girl Wonder loved them as well. So
nice.
Well done, Edwina.
Yeah. Another one for me is, I think I may have reviewed this, was The Detective's Guide to New York City by Nikki Greenberg. I could not leave that one off my list. She is so good at weaving mystery and history and just amazing characters and setting. She just brings it all together. And I read that aloud to both my boys and they absolutely loved it. So definitely, yeah. And of course, that's the sequel to The Detective's Guide to Ocean Travel, which I reviewed, I think, last year or perhaps year before.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
well, I only just read The Detective's Guide to Ocean Travel in July and absolutely loved it when we were on holidays in Brisbane. And I must have left it there.
Oh.
Because we had another copy at home. So Mum started reading it and absolutely loved it and then wanted New York City as her Christmas present. So that's what she's getting. My
great idea.
Almost 80-year-old mum. She's probably not 80. I think she's actually 78 this year. So, yeah. Well done, Nikki.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, even though it's a kid's book, it's just one of those books that can just engage anybody.
I adored that book, and I'm still yet to read New York City, but
you must.
We have a writing retreat coming up, and that's what I'm bringing with me.
Oh, good. Yes, 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 yes. Do it. Yeah. And what's your fourth book?
Fourth book is A Girl Called Corpse by Rhys Carter. Oh, just deliciously dark, but not that dark, but yeah, I loved it. Really ingenious.
Okay.
Good on you, Reese.
Yeah,
we've
got
sure
to get
there's
that.
Another one coming.
Okay.
Next year, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we've got to get it. Yeah, my last book, there'll be no surprises here, was The Bookseller's Apprentice by Amelia Mellor. And you've probably heard me harp on about how we loved the grandest bookshop in the world. And this was her follow-up prequel to that book. And I don't know. I can almost say, I think the boys actually said that they preferred this one. Yeah, they found this one even better than the first one. I can't decide. they're different, but they're very similar, and they're set in a similar area and have some same characters and the same antagonist. But, you know, I felt this one was a little bit less sad than the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's just, again, she, like Nikki, she's just so good at weaving history and riddles and mystery and amazing characters and amazing setting. I love reading about Melbourne in the 1800s, you know, streets that I know and places I know. She's an amazing writer. So, yeah.
But also them really seem to be, you know, setting themselves apart in that space, in that sort of historical middle grade, aren't they?
Yeah, well, those are both Detective's Guide and Bookseller's Apprentice are both Affirm books. Amazing.
Keep an eye on Affirm, people.
Oh, I love Affirm. Yeah. And your final book?
Is Festa Grimm by Thomas Taylor. Books I love. I love Thomas Taylor. I love anything he writes.
I don't think anybody listening right now is going to be surprised by
exactly. Apparently there's a fifth, you know.
Oh,
there's a fifth coming. I don't think it was ever planned to be five, but there's a fifth and I'm joyous and I can't wait. And if you haven't read the Melamander series or the Eerie by C, I think he calls them, get yourselves those books.
Well, I have to say, I haven't talked about this before, but I'm currently reading Jen Storer's The 14th Summer of Angus Jack.
Yeah.
I forget what year it was released. It was released quite a while ago, and I don't know if it's still in print, but I found a copy and I just thought I'd read it because I love Jen and I love her voice. She's got such a great voice. And it really gives me Mallamander vibes. Yeah, ooh. So I think you'd really enjoy it. She's such a great writer. And I just, yeah, oh, really enjoy it.
Love Jen. Like,
yeah.
Love Truly Tam.
Truly Tam was
anything
amazing.
Jen writes. So
yeah.
You have to get that one. I mean, I know it's in our library. So.
Oh, there you go. And actually, Jen's books, the Truly Tam series, are being repackaged and released right now. Amazing. So yeah, that's amazing. They're getting another life. Yeah.
Oh, I might have to update our copies in the library.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a different size, different format, but same illustrations. Nice. So yeah. Well, there you go. Our top 10 for 2022.
Made it.
Yeah.
Made it to the end of 2022 and yeah, we're still in one piece. So
just
thank you everyone for joining us on this a bit of a rocky journey this year. But I think we're going to be bigger and better next year, back with some Maven madness and a bit of picture book gold. So,
we'll be there, we'll be out there. Have a wonderful, wonderful break. Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
And we will see you in the new year.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by Middle Grade Mavens. If you'd like to know more about the Mavens, log on to middlegradepodcast.com. Or to find Julie online, stop by julieandgrassobooks.com. And to find Pamela, stop by www.uckerman.net.